allies meet to decide what to do about Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. NATO ministers meeting in Brussels today, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
NATO has bolstered its forces across the alliance in Europe, especially along the Russian border areas in eastern flank. That's Poland, the Baltic countries, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. And there will be more discussions about NATO moves and defenses here today. There are more concerns among those eastern NATO states, and even greater concerns of countries in the region that are not in NATO. Ukraine's the prime example, but you've also got countries like Moldova and Georgia.
Fox's Rich Edson in Brussels reports there will also be discussions about more sanctions. Attacks in Ukraine continue.
Air raid sirens have just been sounding here in Lviv, in this city, which is as yet untouched physically by this war, but it is a sign of just how nervous every Ukrainian is right across this country. And very nervous this morning to wake up these people and see that there has been fighting in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant. It was hit, at least part of it, by a Russian shell, and then there was a fairly intense firefight, and a fire itself broke out.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports the fire was extinguished and none of the six reactors of the plant appear to have been damaged. The Biden administration under building pressure to ban Russian oil imports to the U.S., including from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I'm all for that. Ban it.
Ban the oil
coming from Russia.
The White House so far refusing to issue a ban, saying it would cause gas prices in the U.S. to rise. Crude oil prices have moderated a bit, but oil futures are still trading above $108 a barrel. At the pump, a gallon of gas averaging almost $3.73 yesterday. Wall Street, the Dow lost 96 points. NASDAQ was down 214. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're just a few hours away from the release of the February jobs report.
Employers are expected to have added jobs at a healthy clip during the month as COVID cases fell and more Americans felt comfortable heading out to crowded spots. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal forecast that employers added 440,000 jobs in February and the unemployment rate dipped to 3.9% from 4% in January. Given the tight labor market, economists will be closely watching to see how businesses have had to raise pay to attract and keep workers and how many people are coming off the sidelines and into the workforce. Workers are using their leverage to hop from job to job, with the number of people quitting jobs remaining high at over 4 million a month for the entire second half of 2021. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
State lawmakers in Florida have passed a bill that would ban most abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Governor DeSantis expected to sign it. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a bill that bans transgender athletes in the state from competing in women's sports. Hoping the pandemic is mostly past, the world's largest cruise ship preparing for its maiden voyage tonight.
Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas is now calling Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale home for the time being. She's the largest cruise liner to have ever been constructed. Wonder has 18 decks, room enough for 7,000 passengers and 2,300 crew, and is 100 feet longer than the U.S. Navy's Nimitz-class aircraft carriers. But unlike Navy vessels, Wonder has a theater, a full-size basketball court, an ice skating rink, and a 10-story high zip line. Her first voyage departs for the Caribbean tonight. She was originally to be based in Shanghai in China, but COVID-19 forced Royal Caribbean to change their plans. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.